A very happy new year to you. First weekend of 2021. And I thought it would be really appropriate to teach a message which I think is going to be spot on as we end one year and commence another. And a very unusual title for this message. I've actually called it Low Expectations. One of my favourite stories growing up was Charles Dickens' 13th novel called Great Expectations. It was a fabulous book, made into a movie. Remember watching it when I was just little and several times since. And the point of the book was that great expectations are sometimes not realised. And that's actually the whole point of Charles Dickens' story. And that's the point for me in this message as well. And stay with me. I know this doesn't sound like an overly faith-filled message, but I'm sure you'll get the point if you stick with me for the next few minutes. You see, in the contemporary church, we're very, very focused on vision and dreams and initiatives, and I think that's a wonderful thing. But we also need to be careful of that. There's a flip side. It's like modern life. Modern life is often all about success and goals and dreams and striving for more. But is there a time where we actually set the bar a little lower, where we have lower expectations? And I think I answer that question with a resounding yes, especially when you come out of a year like we have just had, not just in Melbourne, Australia, but the entire world. Just pause and think about it for a moment. This time last year, much of the eastern seaboard of Australia was ablaze. The worst bushfires in Australia ravaged farmland, bushland, and entire communities around the eastern seaboard of Australia. Then shortly afterwards, we had some floods. We had an event in Melbourne that I have never seen before to this magnitude, and that's the mud rain. Do you remember waking up? I think it was middle of January. You wake up and you go outside. It's like everything is kind of this reddy brown colour. It really looked like something straight out of the book of Revelation. And then not too much down the track from there, we had the pandemic, this virus that we'd been hearing about in a distant part of China, was getting closer and closer, and of course finally landed on our shores here in Australia. And so especially coming out of a year that we have had, I think it's very important that we have maybe just slightly lower expectations. One of the reasons so many people feel weary and frustrated right now is that they expected more of 2020. I certainly did. We had many initiatives as a church, and I've got to say, you know, that most of our initiatives for 2020 have actually been realised, but in a very different way to the way that we saw them. I remember Christy coming to me. We had our respite from reality retreat for the Fieries and their families on Phillip Island in March last year. And Christy saying to me, you know, I hope we can get this retreat and have it before this virus really takes hold. And I said, yeah, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. I'm a very optimistic sort of guy. And then she said, you know, I wonder if we should still have services this coming weekend. This is now the middle of March. It was Bayside's 28th birthday. And I kind of just looked at her and said, of course we should meet together as a church. And so we did, Saturday night, Sunday morning. But a good 50% of our regular congregation at our services didn't turn up. They were already being a bit spooked by hearing about this pandemic. And so, of course, after that weekend, we didn't meet again until just a few weeks ago. And so just talking to people around church and around the community who are feeling just like they need a really good rest, a very big part of why you feel that is because the expectations of 2020 weren't met. And so that's what I love about our text today. We're going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And this is an amazing chapter. It's such a well-known chapter. It's often referred to as the chapter of faith. And it starts talking about how we need to have faith in God. And then it goes through this kind of chronicle of men and women who had faith. But then, you know, it's people like Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, Samson, David, all of these people of faith. It mentions the prophets as well. And it says then, verse 13, that all these people were still living by faith when they died. And then look at this. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. Think about that for a moment. These people had faith. They had great faith. But some of the things that they were expecting in life, despite their great faith, those things were not realized. And then we read more about those people. Halfway through verse 35, the author flips from a positive into a negative, and he says there were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. And look at this amazing statement that the author makes about these people who many people would have looked at as being like the scum of the earth. And it says in verse 38, the world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. All these were commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. So all these people lived in faith. All these people had an expectation of God that was not realized in their lifetime. And so I want you to notice these things from the scriptures there. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. These people were all commended for their faith. None of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. So they were full of faith. They were full of vision, but they were also realistic with their expectations. When we're not realistic, we get disappointed. You know, think about Christmas, for example. We've just celebrated Christmas together. Some of you have had family together or friends together for Christmas Day. And some of you, you're preparing Christmas and you've got this very high bar. You've got great expectations for Christmas. So the way the table's going to look, the way the food turns out, the way your family just, you know, mixes and mingles and has such a wonderful time together. That's your picture maybe, but then the reality strikes on Christmas Day when Uncle Harry says something inappropriate, as he always does, or when the sisters or the brothers start an argument, or someone brings up how they believe in some COVID conspiracy, or they want to talk about the American election or whatever, and this ends up becoming a less than perfect picture of what you had for Christmas Day. We need to have realistic expectations. We need to lower our expectations so that we won't be disappointed. It's the same when you employ a new staff member. If you run a business, for example, and you advertise and you interview a number of people and you pick the person that you believe is right for the job. But the fact is that even though that person might be absolutely amazing, in time you're going to learn not just their good points, but their not so good points. You're going to learn where they trip up, where they don't kind of measure up to what you're expecting. And so we need to lower our expectations so we won't be disappointed. So same with marriage, same with any relationship. You know, I know so many people who go into marriage with their eyes closed. As I say, you know, love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener. And the fact is that two imperfect people together in one relationship is never going to equal perfection. And so we need to be realistic. We need to drop our expectations so we won't be disappointed. I find the same in church life. I mean, that's like a marriage on steroids, isn't it? It's like you've got all of these imperfect people in one community, whether there's tens or hundreds or thousands of people all together. Why do we ever think that that is going to equal perfection? Why do we ever think that we're not going to be hurt there, or we're not going to hurt somebody else or disappoint people and so on? We need to lower our expectations so we won't be disappointed. Psychologist Barry Schwartz, in his book, The Paradox of Culture, put it best. He said, the secret to happiness is low expectations. In other words, less is more. In fact, that's the subtitle of the book, Why Less is More. During the late 80s and 90s and early 2000s, I worked for a radio station here in the city of Melbourne, 3MP. It was an easy music station, number one in the market right throughout the 90s. And for much of that time, we had a program director, Brian Simpson, who's an absolutely amazing guy. He's really sharp, really smart. He knows radio inside out and back to front. And he used to say on a regular basis in our announcers meetings, he said, now remember, guys, less is more. Less is more. In other words, if you can tell a story on air, don't take 5 minutes if 30 seconds would be okay. Know when to stop. You know, reduce things down. And he would say that to us on a regular basis. Less is more. And we need that kind of expectation in life as well. Less is more. Lowering your expectations increases both your resilience and your happiness almost every time. When you have high expectations and the outcome is worse, you'll be frustrated. When you have low expectations and the outcome is better, you'll be grateful. Think about this for a moment. Earlier last year, March last year, Australia and many countries around the world locked down. That happened in a day. Everyone just shut down, right? But opening up is a different story. We don't just get to the end of lockdown and then open up again. It takes time. It takes a process. And we need to have our expectations set realistically so that we don't get disappointed and frustrated. Same with the COVID-19 vaccines that are starting to be spread around the world now. And it's wonderful that there are vaccines that have been passed through regulators and so on. But even then, it's going to take time. It's going to take months. It's going to take probably most of 2021 to roll out the vaccine so that it's effective in the community. And it's the same with changes as well. Out of the COVID-19 pandemic, there are going to be permanent changes. Now, if you're anything like me, you're a bit tired of hearing about this new normal, right? But the fact is that normal life, or life as we have known it, is not going to be returning quickly. And when it does return, there are going to be certain differences in place. We've been seeing this on the news of late. People want now to be able to work more flexibly. People want to be able to work from home, or they want to be able to work from a cafe and not be in the office all day, every day. We see an increasing number of people moving to regional areas and working remotely. Buying online has gone up by about a third during the pandemic. There's going to be massive changes in entertainment over the next 12 months. For example, Warner Brothers are going to be releasing brand new movies straight to home platforms at the same time as cinemas and theatres. And so there's going to be a lot of change that takes place in the next year or two. So we need to have realistic expectations so we're not disappointed and frustrated. We need to remain agile and flexible and set low expectations. I want to finish with this story about an amazing guy. His name's Jim Stockdale. He was an American vice admiral. I'm sure he was admirable, but he was a vice admiral, captured and imprisoned during the Vietnam War. He was held and tortured for 7 years in what became known as the Hanoi Hilton. He wrote a book called In Love and War, which I'm going to read in 2021. Stockdale said the first people to die in captivity were the optimists. Isn't that fascinating? People who kept thinking things would get better quickly and they'd be released. He said they died of a broken heart. They had unrealistic expectations. Instead, Stockdale argued the key to survival was to combine realism and hope. And I'll quote him. "This is a very important lesson," says Stockdale. "You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be." So stay in faith, stay in hope, and don't confront facts, or rather confront the facts, but never lose hope. I love that. And so set realistic expectations. in 2021, and you'll have a happy new year. I want to pray with you before we wrap up Bayside Church Online. I want to pray for you and with you, and particularly if you want to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Right now, our hosts are popping a link in the chat feed. And if you would like to have more information about the Christian faith, or you'd like to make a decision to become a follower of Jesus Christ, just click on there. You can fill out a brief form that will put you in touch with one of our leaders. We'll post you some info, and we'll post you a book as well. Oh, sorry, a Bible as well. And that will really, really help you start in your faith. Let's pray together. Maybe you'd like to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. I believe on the cross, Jesus Christ died for me. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, wash me clean, forgive me, and fill me with your Spirit. From this beginning of a new year, I will follow you and serve you in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody that's engaging with us at Bayside Church. I pray for our whole church family. I'm looking forward to us being able to meet together in person again in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, Lord, whether they're in Melbourne or around Australia, Lord God, on holiday, I pray for your blessing and refreshing on every person. Fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and help us to set realistic expectations in this new year. Amen.